Earlier this year, President Obama signed an amendment allowing federally recognized tribes to seek federal emergency and major disaster declarations directly from the president instead of having to go through the state. This week, Mr. Obama declared that a major disaster exists on the Navajo Nation due to extreme temperatures the nation experienced this winter and the havoc it caused. Ernie Zaw is a spokesman with the Navajo Nation.
During the latter half of December and the beginning half of January, here on the Navajo Nation, we experienced long streaks of extreme cold temperatures where the lows dipped down into the negative teens or even the negative 20 degree mark. This year, it was unprecedented in the fact that we stayed at those type of temperatures for weeks on end. So what ended up happening with our water lines, they were beginning to freeze, which, you know, put communities to a standstill as far as water was concerned.
FEMA officials will meet with the Navajo Nation later this week to discuss how much money will actually be dispersed. However, two separate arenas are expected to be funded. The first is for emergency protective measures to restore water back to affected communities, which is around $2.8 million. The second will be for improvements to the nation's water systems.
We're really thankful that President Obama took that upon his shoulders to make that initiative of his administration and then furthering his commitment with the actions he took by acknowledging our state of emergency. We're really grateful. And on a larger scope, this speaks to Native America as a whole. You know, these are things that are now possible where we can start to begin to really practice self-determination in a realm that has never been seen before. So that's really exciting to be a part of that.
The Navajo Nation is the second tribe to receive disaster declarations from the president. The first was the Eastern Band Cherokee in Oklahoma for extreme flooding that occurred in January. For KUNM News, I'm Rita Daniels.